Mike, how did it feel to be back in pre-season training?
Yeah, it felt like quite a long time off this time around, because obviously we didn't qualify for Europe, but nice to be back in. Missed the lads. It's been tough, but we've needed it, and looking forward to getting some friendlies under our belt now.
Well, yeah, speaking of friendlies, the first game is on Saturday, and we've got quite an impressive lineup of home games against Football League opposition. What sort of test are you expecting from them?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Pre-season's all about getting the minutes under our belt. Got some new signings. We just want to crack on with it and start getting into games now. We've got the all the running under our belt, two more training sessions now, and then straight into friendlies.
Okay, good. Even at this early stage of the season, do you set yourself targets, or is it still a bit too early for that?
No, you just always want to better yourself. I think last season as a squad we underperformed, so main target this season is get a good start to the season, and we've got to qualify for Europe again.
Well, speaking of obviously getting a good start, do you think the fact that maybe we're not in Europe might hopefully be a positive going into the start of the season?
It's one of them, isn't it? We've been there the last few seasons, and it's become the norm, and we've set ourselves that higher target now. We feel like we underperformed last season, so we just want to get back where we belong.
And just hit the ground running.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You've been busy during close seasons. You've actually started your B licence with the FAW. Fair to say as well, big names on the course with you. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the course itself was brilliant. I pulled one of the mentors, Gaz Owen, on, I think it was the end of day two, and said how much I was learning. I think in total I was there 6 days, and although Mr. Family was gutted to go home, it was really, really beneficial. Learned loads, and hopefully start getting involved with Ballas coaching and things. And obviously there's some high-profile players there. Learned loads from them as well, and it was good to see their insight into the game.
And who were some of them big-name players? Come on, you got to tell us.
Michael Ballack was on it, obviously ex-Chelsea. And the current player, Dante Bonfin. There is loads, they're just two to name, but the experience on the course was unbelievable.
And do you think it's going to help benefit your actual playing as well, do you think?
I was talking to Fisher and Valo the other night, and it's made me assess my own positioning on the pitch and what I can do to benefit the team more, so I'm hoping it's going to bring my performance on more.
Well, it's exciting. Thank you very much, Mike.
Cheers, thank you.